Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Yo. Speak beloved. Yo.
That shit right, 88.
Yo. I get tired of telling these niggas this ain't that shit different. Top. Then I'm just gonna show you. I'm gonna talk my shit. Everything but my existence is totally different from these niggas. That ain't this and this ain't that. This is different. I was self-made and watched them beg for recognition from niggas who ain't mad. I ain't get it. I came up in an era where everything we did was slightly different. Like, your mans, it's your mans. You don't cross them for no bitches. Why can watch your name exist? Cause if he gritting and you with him, you only with him cause you gritting. If y'all gritting, then y'all getting it. But nowadays it's at and put a name on shit. And it only come from cats who ain't stand on shit. If my name was on the product, then I'm standing on the shit. If the dope wasn't dropped, the trap guys would strike my wrist.
Big and Lazy. You heard that. I'm Big, and we got
your boy Lazy.
Yeah.
We back again.
With a special guest.
A special guest.
Don't need no introduction.
It's Cube, man. It's Cube, man.
Name's buzzing, so you know we got to get him on the pod.
That was a song of the day, man. What was you going through when you wrote that, man, when you recorded that? Like, what was your mind say that?
Nothing. I just get back from out of town. I was on the highway.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of sounded like too, on them highway music.
Get back, recorded it. Plus, I ain't writing nothing. I ain't nothing like these niggas. They know it.
You punch it in?
Nah.
One
take J.
Okay, there you go.
One take J. Yeah. That's why I ain't go with it or nothing. I don't even know it yet. I still got to listen to it about 5-6 months ahead.
Well, we're going to get you some more listens right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what you think? I asked every local artist this, or any artist that we done had on the show, what you think the music scene is missing in the city for artists like yourself to go over the top? Like, you know, we got a few that's out right now that's major, but you know, I feel like me personally, I feel like there's more niggas like yourself that, you feel me, if the world heard them, it'll, you know, open the door. You know, I feel like there's a lot of them type of artists here.
I don't know. Like, I don't do that shit for it. Like, it's just therapeutic. Now, at this point, I just, to clear my head, I ain't even trying to be famous or no shit like that. But
to me, that's the best type of music, though. All my favorite artists is, you know, that spit that personal reality rap shit that I can ride to and be like, damn, nigga, I feel that shit, nigga. It's more than the rings and watches.
Most definitely. You can hear it when a nigga's bullshitting, like, especially when they get to talking them numbers and shit. Like,
right.
You making this up, bro. Right. You heard your nigga talk about how much it's costing.
Right.
That shit's weird.
It's definitely a monkey see, monkey do ass generation, bro. You know?
Like, but if you go back to the local scene, like if you could work with any artist, like what artist would you want to work with? Like,
In the city.
Just locally. And, you know, nationally. Give me two artists. One locally, one, you know. Major. Put you on the spot. He had to hit the blunt thing about that one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Shit.
Nigga's so shiesty.
I fuck with 50.
Bro, 50. You 50? Heard that new
50
nah,
Cent?
Yeah. Bro, he's the biggest 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. Nah, you said. Nah.
Nigga say I'm the biggest 50 fan. My nigga, he confirmed. There's more niggas out here
anybody?
That... Man, listen, dog. 50 is the GOAT, man.
Who gonna get in your way with 50 backing you, though? Like
nobody. Pop was about to be the biggest thing.
Yeah. Niggas is terrified of that nigga, bro.
Like, yes.
And see, is it a new shoe?
But see, this is, nah, it ain't even that deep.
Nah, because he ain't even.
He show love, and it's going to be genuine. It ain't going to be for profit. You feel what I'm saying? But to me, I always say, you know what I'm saying, 50 is the GOAT to me. You feel me? Because I never really seen an artist conquer rap and move on. In come that on, aspect.
Bro. Nigga, I'll never forget getting out of school, bro, and hearing Wangsta on the radio for the first time.
Like, Wangsta was the hardest.
What do you mean conquer rap? What you mean he ain't conquer up? He had a
run. It ain't too many niggas. You got to think. The nigga got rich.
Hold on, though. What do you mean?
He had a good. I'm going to say conquer rap.
What you mean conquer rap?
I'm going to say it like this. Here, let me pass the weed.
Nigga, that's spice.
I'm going to say it like this.
City conquer rap.
I'm going to say it like this. The nigga got rich. First of all, the nigga got rich off Get Rich or Die Trying three times.
Yeah.
The movie, the soundtrack to the movie, and the album.
And the game.
The game was bulletproof.
Nah.
But he did that. Niggas try to downplay.
I didn't play it either.
Niggas, I didn't play it game. Fucking game.
Niggas try to downplay The Massacre. The Massacre was good too. He had just had more songs on there that was for the industry because niggas got to understand when he went commercial, he had to. Niggas was scared to work with 50. He said, rap I put out, the more the executives was scared to work with me.
Nah, not even that, bro. Like, that nigga's a genius, bro. Like, he did that shit. Like, and then you don't know because we're not no New York ass niggas. We don't know Prem. We don't know the nigga that you beefing with. But after we get older, then there's documentaries on these niggas coming out, and these niggas is really them niggas.
He was going, and most niggas got rap beef. 50 had real deal street beef.
And then he handled them niggas.
You feel me? And then you gotta applaud Tony Yayo because niggas used to think that nigga, he's lame. He just that's the nigga. I know this might be kind of weird to say. I seen this video. When 50 was fucking with Tony Yayo, he called that nigga. He was like, yeah, man, I gave you a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, Fifth, we good. We good. I appreciate you. You know, we good now. He was like, yeah, man. He was like, I gave you a lot of money over these years, man. He's like, man, I want some of that back. And he's like, yo, Fifth, what you mean, yo? Like, we good now. You know, shit, you never said you wanted it back. He said, yeah, man, I gave you a lot, man. I just need some back. He was like, yo, Fifth, you bugging. What, you need a nigga shot? You know, whatever. You feel me? But you need a Tony Yayo because he ain't trying to be the man. He know 50's the man when it comes to this rap shit. Niggas stood tall on him with him in the streets when Prem, them niggas trying to get him and shit.
I don't know about that Tony Yayo shit.
You feel me?
Because all my niggas is.
Yeah.
Is, we all the men. Like,
facts.
Ain't nobody.
That's facts.
Ain't no dick pulling out.
Facts, though. But my thing about it all is, if you the one and you, we know you the one, I'm not even a rapper. I did it because 50 said, you trying to get some money. I can get you some legal money while you going through. And he was on the run when he did all this.
Okay, that type of shit.
You know.
But that just adds to 50, though. Like,
you feel me? That's what I'm saying. 50 is that type of nigga that he don't need a bunch of niggas. The niggas that you do hear that speak well of 50, other than the business world, he conquered that shit. He conquered rap. That's what I meant by he conquered rap. He conquered rap. He dropped hella music that lives forever.
Yeah.
You feel me? That shit was fire. You can never diminish what he did in 03. And before with the mixtapes, and
he did start the mixtape. Yeah,
with the beef, he handled everybody.
50 started beef. 50 started. He started the beef today.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Come on, man. I'm telling you, cuz
that nigga, the game said it though. I never forget it,
hearing that motherfucking song for the first time.
Like, he was at Ja Rule's neck. I wasn't back. I was listening to Lee.
I knew too.
Like, if I do this, I'm gonna do it like this. Okay, I'm gonna make a nigga.
So we talking about beef and rap. What's your best diss song ever? What's the best diss song?
Mm.
You can give me one.
That's
and
tough,
two.
Though.
I got my one and two. If y'all want me to go first.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit that Drake did, man.
Hey, back man. To back? No man. Fucking way.
Yeah, it's your fucking man, cuz.
Back
more
to back.
More than Ether? No Vaseline?
Them is the originals.
That was cool.
Them is the originals.
But how do you diss somebody and don't mention his name? You not the whole time.
We knew who he was talking about, though. Come
we
on,
we knew
man.
Who he was talking about. Nigga.
Come on, bro. This is the same.
And I ain't gonna lie, I had my money on me the whole time. Like, Meek Red dropped some fine shit.
This is the same nigga.
Let
though.
Me down.
This is the same nigga though. If he mention your name,
yeah.
your career take off.
Yeah, you're a star.
Didn't nobody know who the fuck Ice Spice was? Like,
no.
Nah.
Hey.
But like, you really got this type of power, like, I'm really great shit on you, nigga. I'm going to talk so bad about you that I don't even have to say this is to you.
You feel me?
You're going to hear it and you're going to feel it in your soul.
Fucked up it become a single. So when you in the club, you're going to have to hear this shit. I don't want to hear about this ever again.
Dude's losing his life.
I lost respect for Drake when he didn't clap back at Pusha.
He did. He just didn't drop it.
He bowed out of that. Like, I ain't got.
I mean, nah, he's a bitch.
Yeah, he definitely should have went head to head with that nigga.
He was on LeBron's podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, saying it was too disrespectful.
I had to talk with Brian, and Brian, what you tell me? What you tell me to do?
What the fuck type? Yeah, come on, man.
I told you, leave it alone. Then.
Yeah. And your boy Jay Prince said it too, but.
Nigga.
My thing is.
Ain't no way.
Because I'm biased about Drake. I fuck with Drake. Don't get me wrong, because niggas be like, nah, you not fuck with... Nigga, I fuck with Drake, especially if he's really spitting, but when you go back and see how many reference tracks this nigga got, how many times a nigga done wrote for him, I like niggas like you, because I don't have to... Even if you didn't write it, it's your shit. I know a nigga ain't be like, here go them raps, bro.
I ain't doing that.
You feel me?
Yeah.
As an artist, some niggas be like... But this is why I say it's I got respect for him, though. He's more like a Beyonce now. I got this track and it's only for Drake. You feel me? What's that? After he killed Meek, what he dropped?
What was it?
Hotline Bling shit. Yeah. You know when the Hotline Bling...
But Meek came back hard with the Champions, though. He came back with a solid project.
Man, I never listened to Meek the same after that.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, Chris.
Bro, hey, Dream Chasers. It ain't
listen
even.
Listen to Jay-Z, don't you?
I love Jay-Z.
Bro, no. Nas smacked him around and it got.
He did. No. He killed him on Easter.
It's the best diss track ever, bro.
That's why I don't listen
it's
to
one
Jay-Z.
Of them. It's one of them. It's one of them. I like.
You feel but me? I like the, I
but you know, we from the 90s. I like the whole that I heard growing up before I really knew who the nigga was and shit like that. Like when I heard Feeling It, you feel me? My uncle was in the car. They was playing Feeling It. I was mesmerized by that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I can't think of one occasion in my life where I've just been like, man, you know what? Fire weed up. Cut that Jay-Z on. Mm.
Me neither,
I need to cut loose.
Me real talk.
I never have. But
I couldn't think of one.
I give him his respect. I give him the respect on the catalog that he... But like, I seen a nigga say he never killed an era in rap. And that's true. Every time he was hot or tried to be the hottest, it was always... A nigga hot, like when he was coming up in the 90s, was pocking big.
Yeah.
You ain't doing that. Let's fast forward to 03 when he dropped. I forgot what he dropped. He dropped the album 03.
Is that Black
50
album?
Was the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
These are marks against him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it ain't no... That's part of it.
Uh-huh.
But niggas were living and die by saying Jay-Z is the
and
greatest.
And you just like, shit, he won today. Like, no.
Right.
It's
right.
Kim. Them niggas was factors and you didn't... He didn't live up to it.
So what's your best diss track? You know it got there. Like, what you want?
Man, I don't know. I'm kind of biased because I love 50. 50 got the best diss album on your ass.
Was Many Men a diss track?
Everything was. Homicide shot me. Homicide's a real nigga. The race later, he got shot
that
down.
Shit too.
He was clapping at everything.
We know some weird kids listening to it.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing, though. That's the difference, though. I had the pleasure of... My daddy living in Newburgh and was cool with an African man.
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga had the DVDs and I swear to God.
Smack DVDs.
Not even Smack. He had Smack DVD, but this nigga would have, he was like, oh, you like 50? And nigga said, you like 50 Cent? Man, watch this DVD. And this was showing who the real 50 Cent is, how he got his name, who Preem was, why Preem was on at 50's neck, because Preem really had business with 50's mama. Mm-hmm. That's how when he get the movie's really the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Get Rich or Die Trying, the movie's really the truth. You feel me? That's why I say that nigga's the GOAT, because all these niggas want to be gangster. This nigga was in the heat of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if the nigga got shot once in the face, nigga.
So who's the better businessman, Jay 50?
Ah, oh, man. See, that's what I'm saying. 50 conquered rap, then he conquered TV.
You saying Jay-Z ain't conquered rap, though,
Chris. I mean, he did. Well, he dropped a lot of music, but like bro said, that shit, to me, respectable. I respect the catalog.
The money was different.
What you mean?
I'm saying, because this little nigga's neon, though, to get the shitting on a Jadakiss.
You're real talk.
We know what Jadakiss is worth.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The money was different. Like, these niggas is
The money's way different. Yeah.
Right.
That's why... And that's what I don't get.
It's like the new NBA contracts and shit.
Uh-huh.
That's what these old rappers got.
That nigga,
like.
What's that nigga? Desmond Bane got $250 million. The NBA is officially trash.
Who?
Desmond Bane, right. The nigga down in Memphis. The third best right. player. Yeah, $250 million. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But what was I about to say? Bro, that's what the riff like. That's what I don't get. A lot of coaches, you don't hear no, you just got country rap. You just got rock.
Right.
Blues, jazz. Ain't no South, down South. It ain't no New York. Ain't no right. young versus old. Ain't no men versus women. Rap is the only category of music that's divided in so many ways.
That's because we divided. But bro, touched on something though. When the money changed, that's mm-hmm. when it changed. Even our value of rap. Like, I be seeing niggas that I think is some cool niggas. I be seeing they post or something they post about a rap. I'm like, bro, you really be listening to that type of shit?
Yeah, I can't get down with the, like.
Now it's like, if you got the most money, niggas gonna be like, nigga, but that nigga got money, though.
I get
the he got the reception, shit. He got money.
You feel me?
And all of that, but, like, the whole thing is, nigga, I'm better than you.
Right, at rap.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that I'm better than you.
Right.
Like, I can't go to the studio with a nigga, and before we record, a motherfucker's like, ah, shit, bro, I know you great. Go nuts.
Right.
Like, you gonna throw me off, like, being too nice and shit. Like,
right.
It ain't what's great to get me going. Like,
right, you gotta get in your mode.
Like, I need a nigga to be like, shit, boy, you better bring your A-game.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Don't let me kill you on your own shit. Like, that's
real talk.
I want her at.
Real talk.
So even when doing the music, like, it don't even be that.
The competition level is, I think the competition level is low. Like I said, I like the rappers that know, that niggas know, but niggas ain't saying like, man, this nigga should be on, this nigga should be top tier. Like them gatekeepers that can, they be having the biggest platforms. They be putting on for like the weirdest shit.
Man, that's why I don't be.
Speaking of industry, like how do y'all feel about Kodak? Like, my thing is though, we got selective outrage. Like,
you're a junkie.
Think so? You got yeah.
Yak said he be sneaking and geeking. So. He said he be sneaking and he said
a whole lot sneak, of shit.
Yeah, he said he do meth. Like him doing the song with 6ix9ine. Like,
oh shit! I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think
he did a song with 6ix9ine.
Yeah, yeah, it's a video and everything.
Yeah, I did a video.
They're about to drop it. He gave him $1 million to do. He bought a friend. So it's rumored that
it's, I would have took the bill.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this.
It's entertainment.
I'm going to tell you this. A lot of niggas that saying they won't probably will, even in the industry. I ain't saying Boosie because Boosie was mad as fuck. Boosie was like, nigga, I thought you was a real street nigga, man. Damn, man. Nah. Niggas ain't got no morals or nothing. But my thing is, I think a lot more niggas would do it for that M.
Nah.
You wouldn't?
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. Nah.
He said, I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, you gotta stand on something.
Yeah, you gotta have principles. That's all about
you gotta stand on something. The reason why I wouldn't is because he ain't the type of nigga that you do that with. Like, he's doing it strictly to put on to make you look like a clown. Look, this nigga fuck with rats too.
I'm saying though, so what rat do you do that with?
Nine.
Where you trying to
Well, I'm gonna say this. Since we got a podcast. If a nigga like, let's say like Gangsta wanted to come on here and talk, the nigga, Birdman's brother.
Yeah.
I would give him the platform. You feel me? Especially if he's paying just the nigga, why after 30 years did you, you know, pick his brain the way I would want to? You feel me? If it's like that, but not with motherfucking 6ix9ine, not with no clown.
That be the thing though that we forget though. Like once a nigga tell, ain't no picking of the brain.
Nah, ain't no picking no brain.
We
brains.
Already know you're right. Already know what we need to know. Like you ain't gonna hold it down.
But I definitely don't stand with fucking with 6ix9ine. Like he did the ultimate hoe ass nigga shit.
But when I can't. It comes I don't to
the man wore rainbow wigs and. Rainbow teeth. I didn't expect that nigga to stay.
But
silent.
My thing is,
that's a clown.
You go to court and tell it on everybody, but you put a hit out on Chief Keef. Nigga, we know that, nigga. Chief Keef got shot at. You feel me? You a lame ass nigga, bro. Then you tell on the niggas that was protecting you because you want to stop paying them and shit. Nigga, no, you pay for your protection, bitch ass. Nigga, you ain't no real nigga in these streets. That's why he only fucks with his kind now. You only see 6ix9ine when that nigga's like, with the Mexicans now.
Like, dude's whole situation, you know, fuck. Like,
definitely.
A dangerous game, my nigga. Thought that gang shit was cool and you
niggas
really,
kidnapping you.
They really went out his way of being gang though. Like
they really on your head, nigga. You can't get away from that.
Nah, you feel me? But since we on the topic of industry niggas, What y'all feel about Melly having a mistrial? You feel me? That shit.
He's coming home. That mistrial.
I mean, they got to give him another trial, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way out of it. You got to go back through it.
I didn't see niggas get mistrial and come back and get hit, though. Come back on the second time and get hit. But I didn't see.
It could be a setup to get more in, you know, get more on them. I don't know.
I don't wish jail on no individual.
Me neither.
No individual. But.
Yeah.
You riding in the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you smoke your dogs.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck are you gonna do? I heard like,
yeah, man, you wow,
bro. Get this nigga far the fuck away from me.
Bro. Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You might have sat down.
You know whatever he got going.
And I asked my nigga this when I was cutting his hair. And I was like, bro, I said, is it anything one of your niggas, like your bottom nigga, can do to make you smoky like that? And he was like, hell no. Nah. And I was like, bro, nothing, because the most shit you could do to a nigga like that, like, look, I'm done fucking with you niggas. You niggas is going back home. You're done.
I won't say that though.
You feel me? Like the reek. Oh, paid in full.
I won't say
it. The real life story is he was overcharging him. He was over. Mitch was overcharging Rico with some niggas that he even put on. So you feel me? This nigga's charging him 10 times of what he's getting it for, and he.
Who said this? Rico?
This is the real AZ said it. The real AZ still alive.
But I'm
saying,
he's a rat. Though. He did. He told on.
But when niggas forget with that though, like I hate when I did do business, right. When I would do business, and a motherfucker would say something like, "Come on, bro, I know what you're paying for it.
Right.
I know what you got it for.
Right.
What the fuck does that got to do with this, nigga? Was you in the car?
Man, it don't
was you
matter.
In the highway, nigga? Did you?" What was your risk?
Nah. Nigga, did you go to Walmart and ask them how much they get it for?
You feel me?
Right.
You go in there fucking about 10 pack of draws and they want $16 a pack.
Yeah.
You paying these people $16 a pack.
It might grab two of them.
Facts.
And you're not going to say no shit like,
man, this nigga well, up
shit, man, I got nine.
That nigga ain't going to let you slide with 75 cents.
I got nine. Let me. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to come over this motherfucker and ask me for
it. He smoked that nigga and put him in the woods. Overcharging, like this nigga's a bitch.
Man, he's a real.
Come on, you're a real piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
He got what he got his, though. He came home thinking shit was cool.
They said he got smoked over a woman, though.
How do I eat, though? Where do I eat? Where my money come in?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Everybody,
I ain't gonna lie. I won't three times or whatever I'm selling. If it's a haircut, you know.
Come on, man.
But I don't like niggas like that, though. They'll cash out. With Louis and woo, but you come Facts. To me, a man, bad. What the fuck, bro? Get the
Facts.
When it's my turn.
I hate niggas like that, turn. Bro. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, I hate when niggas try to lowball you and then say it to you. Like, don't say it to me. Say that shit in the car, my nigga. Like, man, my nigga up the street got a nigga. You gonna have to go up the street. Now they're gonna feel disrespected.
Yeah,
because you told me that you can go up the street and get it for $20 cheaper,
plus
$30
you
cheaper.
And the nigga up the street,
nigga.
Yeah, but what you here for, baby? I can get it there. Okay, go take your ass on over there, motherfucker. Yeah,
let me know how it go for you.
And that's why I think I'm a good friend, because if you my nigga and I call you, all right, that's a bet. I'm going to grab it. Because I expect if I be like, hey, bro, and if you nigga call me, I'm like, bro, you got something or anything about anything? Yeah, I got it. It's going to cost this. I expect you to be cool.
It's all good.
You feel me? It's a cycle. It's going to come back. You feel me?
Yeah.
But
I can't say I even shop with my niggas, though.
You got to. I mean.
And I like it, though, now, because, man, shit be funny about money. But,
yeah, dude, niggas.
Like, I don't even want to go through it.
Why you
gas,
think? But why you think it is, though, about, like.
Family, too.
Why you think it is? Why you think Worse. Money? Why you think money controls it all? I mean, why you think it is?
Because
to me.
Because it controls it all.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. But to me, I feel like relationships. Being good to you in the relationship, if it's just me and his podcast, or me just meeting you off the podcast and listening to your music and seeing you, you know what I'm saying? It's relationships, because you could blow up tomorrow. I'm not saying that's why, even while we call you, look, this nigga's hot. We going, you know, it's genuine conversation.
Yeah. But
off fishing, nigga be like, damn, let me go look dude up, and you blow tomorrow. You feel me? Then they was good to me. They brought me onto their show. You feel me? Even if it's street shit, that nigga took care of me when I, you know, if I needed anything, or, you know, the nigga always looked out. It was never shady with business. You know what I'm saying? The relationships to me is everything. That's going to lead to the bread.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But niggas don't value that. That's first. Niggas, I see you flawed. I can only fuck with you on this level or not at all. Nigga, you'll never level up with me.
I got a question for you. So my buddy has a t-shirt business. So which one, I was talking to him, which one's more important? The clientele or the connect in the t-shirt business?
What you mean?
Like, which one's more important? Like, this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check in. The link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I think the connect first, because if your shit ain't quality, niggas is going to, you know, I watched your shit 2 times, nigga, and that shit done.
Yeah.
And the letters in the dryer.
You know, you feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, when I did the Greedy and Lazy shirts, people still be hitting me like, bro, when you dropping some more shirts? Because that shit was fire. You know what I'm saying? I work out in it. I wash it. You feel me? I got 6 of them around my house and they just in rotation. I don't know which one is which. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I think the quality's first, bro.
So definitely, because I'm the first nigga to tell a motherfucker. Plus, they be on my head, too.
Yeah.
When they be on that old Bad Black shit. Man, if black ain't quality,
I spend my money where I'm treated purple. The best.
I'm not bad, no bullshit. Just to say I got
man.
It from a,
and I hate a black that. Man. I hate that, bro, because you can't.
I ain't bang your food because you black.
No, fuck no. You going to have to prove to me that you worthy of me give you my money.
You got to be.
You know what I'm saying?
I love black businesses, but I spend my money where I'm treated at. Like, even black folks, they kind of like, I ain't going to say they praying on that, but like, yeah, he's spending like, he's on his pro-black shit. You know what I mean? Like, they try to take advantage of like, you can't cheat customer service, though.
Now I ain't going to lie, though. If I fuck with your product and niggas be like, man, that nigga charged too much or she charged too much. Man, I like that shit, though. That shit's fly.
I'm going to pay for the same thing.
You feel me? Or that shit's good. You know, shorty got a little plate business going. But she charged too much to be not having a restaurant. Shit, but that shit's smacking.
If it's good, I'm kicking.
You feel me? I'm kicking. I'm pulling up or whatever I got to do to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Black-owned business. Plug a black-owned business, like, where you didn't ate at, shopped at, like, I don't know, like, anything.
Shit, I'm going to plug myself, man.
There you go.
Derby City Crowns Barbershop. Come get your hair cut, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come holler at your boy. And also, shit, I'll plug... I plug my nigga, my nigga Miko.
Oh, there you go.
I plug Miko. She same do locks.
Shop. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Same shop, same place. You need to get your locks done, you know, deep condition, whatever you need, wicks. She got it. And she's, you feel me? Locks by Miko on Instagram.
I'm plugging Wing Station.
Yeah.
Wing Station. I get them about once a week.
Damn.
Yeah. Loving Station right across from Butler. Yeah.
I'll he used to play for Louisville. Station.
Nah, he played for the Ravens. Yeah.
The Butler, the $5 Butler box got a nigga
Leland. Through. He's the owner of Leland. He's an older guy. He played with the Ravens in 99.
I know it's black on.
Yeah.
But I can't think of nothing off the top of the head, though. I can't.
Nigga.
But one thing I hate, though, and this is, I'm going to give you an instance. It was a restaurant on 26 of the old Burger King is, 28 right there?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a black owned restaurant. No lie. They opened at 3:00 and one of my Facebook friends at 3:05 was on their badge in their fucking business, bro.
Damn.
So you went in this bitch and got to order a green fucking, you didn't get a whole meal. You just got to order, you just wanted to run to the fucking internet. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that shit.
Baby,
yeah,
over for 5 minutes.
That's different now, man. That shit.
That's some goofy. Like,
that shit's wild.
A motherfucker, that same motherfucker would go to McDonald's over and over and over again and ain't. Get a fucked up order, miss a fried burger,
right.
Might be missing a bun or something.
Won't say nothing.
Won't say a goddamn thing.
Why you on that? McDonald's, did you hear about the woman that got like $900 million?
For getting her kid daughter, got hurt by a nugget.
A nugget.
Ah, that's some motherfucking shit right there. It was the kid.
The kid was eating the nugget, my kid and she. And
right,
bruh. Then my motherfucker right, was in the damn fry grease.
Hundo.
No, 900 million. No bag, and they no box, was, no and they was black.
I think it was 900,000. It wasn't 900 million.
Man, look up, man. Look it up.
And they ain't going to get 900 million.
Whatever was for some fucking chicken nuggets.
Yeah. They gave him a meal.
It wasn't 900 million. It made me think it was how much it was. Huh?
They can hit me with a McChicken right now.
Man, they
got to be an M.
They can put me with them niggas. They used to put them back in the media this time. They can put me in one of them and throw chicken nuggets at me for 900. But you put me with the Gregolana or something.
But the internet.
Take all of it.
The internet definitely fucked everything up. But it helped people. But it.
Not the watch shit that everybody's talking about. Like, I was pissed I watched that motherfucking, what's that stupid ass shit, man?
To this day, I ain't watched that George Floyd shit.
I ain't watched the Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
I had Jeffrey Dahmer.
The Jamie Foxx shit that just came out with the clone Tyrone.
Yeah.
Man, I knew it was going to be ass because everybody and their mama was saying it was good.
Yeah, ooh. Bro. If everybody's going left on Facebook, I'm going.
Yeah.
I ain't watched it yet.
Man, I know I can't wait for a motherfucker to be on some mode. You ain't ready for this conversation. They really are cloning niggas, man. Up under the quickie mark.
Who gives a fuck?
My thing is, man.
Why they cloning you?
Right. Why? Why they cloning? I don't get it, though.
What the fuck is you doing, man?
I'm going to say this. That's why I don't even be worried about what's going on. I stay on top of certain shit, but... You feel me? I still watch the Jamie Foxx show, nigga. I don't want to worry about this nigga halfway dying and being cloned. That shit's out of our control now. You feel me? Like, even if a nigga is, you feel me? Fuck it. You feel me?
Bro, I believe in conspiracy theories, but to certain extent, like, some of that shit don't make no sense. Why do I give a fuck about aliens? Why do I give a fuck about the Earth is flat? Why the fuck I give a fuck about the,
it don't matter.
The ice cap around the fucking world?
It's not going to make rent go down.
Hold this. I heard... Will Smith is secretly Tyler Perry.
I won't know. I won't know if aliens is real.
For what though?
I think we know they are. You know what I'm saying? But it's like nothing you can do unless we see one walking down the street. Like, damn, they real.
That's what's gonna have to happen.
Yeah,
that motherfucker gonna have to pull up beside me at the red
light. Got the Doja. Damn, I do.
You feel me? Like, I'm just gonna have to read my mind, like on a movie.
You feel me?
You gonna go live with him up in Mars, nigga?
Shit, if it's better living. If I'm gonna ask you this. If you meet, say you wake up one day like E.T., you wake up and the alien's just in your crib and he's cool as fuck. He's translating to you. He's like, look, down here ain't gonna survive. I know a place where, nigga, you're gonna live forever. You can bring your family. You feel, we can bring people back up with the motherfucker. You feel me? He chill with you. I chill with you down here for a couple days. What's this? I smoke your weed. It's cool. Oh, this is cool. We got this shit back there too. You know, everything. Everything is here is there. You just go with me. It's a lot of me there. A lot of aliens.
So I wake up and the aliens in the house with me.
You wake up, you go through your morning routine. You might just sit back on the couch and then brush your teeth and spark your weed and this motherfucker just. Yeah,
but I wake up in my house.
Yeah.
And the aliens in the house.
Yeah.
You gonna shoot him?
Smoke it.
But what if he don't die? What if you go through the whole nine? Like, you shoot him, he's like, yo, that shit don't work. And you like, yo,
we're gonna keep going through nines.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep shooting.
He's like the one off Man in Black's head.
He's gonna be like, I come in peace.
I'm not even gonna hear all that shit you just said.
Now I ain't gonna lie, I'm going for the burner.
I'm going through my normal morning routine. I done got up, I done brushed my teeth, ate something. I'm on my way out the door, and it's just an alien on the couch. It's dead. He can't even say we come in peace or nothing.
But that's what I'm saying. What if you got a shotty, quick, boom, off the side of the wall?
I wouldn't kill him.
Boom. And he's like, alien? Yo, that shit don't work, bro. Just let me talk to you. I come in peace. Be fine.
I'm
going
to try to rouse this nigga and tie him up and sell him. I don't want to. He's worth more alive. Aliens in my goddamn mouth.
No, he's not.
Nigga, B-Fan's going to talk to him. And he's going to call me. He going to call niggas and be like, look, they said we can go somewhere.
So y'all see an alien. Y'all the craziest niggas to kill the motherfucker.
I'm not shooting at it because I don't know what an alien got. Right. Me? I seen the Fifth Element, all that shit. Them niggas is got some shit.
Man, I don't give a fuck what he got.
I don't know what they got.
I know he don't got a Glock.
Y'all would watch Homies in Space. Homies in Space. That was terrible, wasn't it?
Homies, Homeboys in Space.
Dude. Yeah, that shit was terrible. Wasn't it?
I only
anything
remember
with Homeboys in it was terrible.
Yeah, that shit was weak.
For Slow Kid. It should be on Tubi.
Oh man,
what y'all think about Tubi movies though? I fuck with some Tubi movies.
That's niggas crazy.
Niggas be like, man, Tubi's crap. I'll be like, nigga, some of that shit got good storyline. Like 7:30, that's probably the best low budget movie I ever seen in my life. It was like, nigga, this should have been in theaters.
No, I watched Cinnamon. That was a hell of a fuck. It was a Cinnamon, bro. Like I was like, what the fuck is, you don't watch Cinnamon? Cool, a little chick.
Hold on. Both
on Tubi?
Both of you niggas are watching the Tubi movies.
No,
man, I be laid up, man, a lot. I ain't gonna lie.
A little chick turned me on to it, bro. Oh, like, no.
I ain't seeing
Circumstances. That was one of the best movies I didn't see in a while.
I ain't seeing Circumstances around it. I ain't seeing where you was at, what time it was, how drunk you was. None of that. I'm seeing. You cut the TV on.
Tubi's in rotation.
You put it on Tubi?
No. I told you, a little chick just.
I do sometimes.
You
want
to watch this movie? I'm like, okay.
But you watched it.
Blank Man was on there. I like.
Yeah, I watched it. Why wouldn't I watch it?
Like, y'all ain't watched it. Y'all ain't seen that study, bro. That's how I know. That's how I know y'all.
Bro, the movie jumped like the first couple minutes, bro.
Y'all need more scientists on this podcast, bro. I just seen
a scientist about a fucking movie?
Look, listen to me, bro, about Tubi. I just seen the motherfucking scientists, bro. They were saying that if you watch one Tubi movie, it's the equivalent of smoking an eighth of crack. That's what I'm saying to you niggas.
I said, if the world's ever ending, I'm going to hit some rock. If I told him, nigga.
He did.
If the world's ending, huh? If the world's ending, the motherfucking tomorrow, I'm rocking up, nigga. I'm doing all type of drugs. Bro, if the world's gone, if I'm gone tomorrow, I ain't waking up. What you say
on
the... I'm Mike's parachute with no fucking parachute. Just fucking...
Bro,
get it over with.
You hitting that right. You want to jump, Sam? You want to smoke crack, don't you?
Hey, bro said, people going to say they going to chill with their family. He said, fuck them. I've been chilling with them my whole life. I'm doing some rock.
I'm some pussy. Fuck it. I'm doing some shit I ain't never made. Right? I feel you, though. Over tomorrow... I know everything is over tomorrow. What the fuck I got to lose?
The world would be mad, though. You wouldn't be the only one.
I'm going to take that one with me. What? I'm going to take it with me to the other side. I'm going to be able to say that I never smoked crack.
or watch Tubi.
Or I watch Tubi.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, bro.
You niggas is going to hell. On baby.
Well, if they got Tubi up in heaven.
Yeah. Damn.
Y'all in the slow section. I seen a nigga get shot on Tubi, man. Emptied at the clip on him, though. Banana, you feel me? Something big and stupid.
Yeah.
Empty at the clip on this nigga. They put the camera on him, you feel me? He got like two bottles of ketchup on him.
Bro, some of the movies.
He moaning like he jacking off. I'm like, man, is he dying or not? What they doing here?
Hey, Nick, I seen one time. It was
and then he got up and shot the nigga back.
If Bones would have came out when we was young niggas, it would have been a Tubi movie. Because Bones was terrible.
I ain't never seen Bones.
Bro, Snoop. I was, nah, hell no, bro, fuck Bones. That movie was ass.
Bro, I seen a movie it's called, no lie, bro, on cinema, it's called On Tubi. It's a good movie, bro. And they got Damon Wayans in it. Like,
it's called Cinnamon?
And niggas is getting murked in there. It ain't no love story or nothing, bro. Like, Bonnie and Clyde. It surprised me. Threw me for a fucking
loop, I fuck with two because they got them old school movies.
Damon Wayans like it's just Denzel Washington.
Hey, bro, Wayans is legends, man. They are legends. They whole family is legends.
Yeah,
man.
But not Marlon stand-up. I don't fuck with Marlon stand-up, but I fuck with Marlon.
Come on, bro. That nigga's
uber. He been around 30 years, bro.
I like
him. Give them niggas flowers,
I like Marlon just being Marlon, just him talking.
Sean?
The funniest shit.
He been around because of them niggas.
Yeah, because of the big brother.
Get on.
Keenan.
Bro, that's like
92.
No. I tell you this. I tell you guys truth. My truth. I think what carried the name on was the little movies they did in between. You got Mo Money, you know, that was classic.
That was kind of like the startup, though. Mo Money.
You know what I'm saying? The Wayans Brothers show was classic. Blank Man was classic.
The show was classic, but that nigga
Don't Be a Menace.
Classic. He's not funny.
The best party ever.
As a stand-up comic.
No. All of them is, I think they funnier with
Strip. The Sextuplets movie was pushing it.
Yeah.
It was on the edge, like,
It was funny. It had funny moments.
But Marlon was on his own since 92, bro.
Yeah. Marlon, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Marlon is probably the one that did the most work besides Damon. You feel me? Because Damon was in a lot of shit.
He's still working.
You feel me?
Marlon's still working.
Shame was, what's that? That's Keenan. Shame was classic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We can't get rid. I think we just got to give him the flowers and move on. too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's like.
Nah, everybody don't get flowers, man. Some people's at the ceremony, though.
Yeah.
They some should. Demons so. Don't get their flowers?
Not everybody don't. Like, get, the fuck are we doing? What are we doing?
That's a family.
I think they should as a family. Yeah, as a family. I could give it to them as a family.
And you can give individuals their flowers, but as a as the Wayans is.
They did a lot.
No, they did.
Uh huh. Scary did. Movie?
Everybody don't
get one, two?
The first two, yeah.
That, they wrote all that, like.
That shit yeah. is corny though. Like, when it got to like three.
Yeah. No, they after three, that's when they stole their stuff. They didn't want to pay the Wayans no more. Mm-hmm. You notice it fell off after three. Like one and two was the Wayans, but Wayans wanted that bag and they weren't trying to give it to him.
They all right. They all right for
uh-huh. So is there. Is there another family in anything besides no. that has done what they done
the Michaels,
as individuals?
Besides Jackson 5, you can't name a better family than Wayne, no, brother.
Not even Jackson 5, nigga. Mike is it.
We yeah, I'm talking about
don't fuck
family.
With Randy or none of them niggas.
You, that's where I get Wayne's. As far as families.
I'm saying the Wayans as families because, like
I guess
you said,
the Kardashians, but them niggas. Nah, ain't
I mean
niggas.
What? I mean, I'm talking about real shit that we going.
Fuck, you can't honor them.
Yeah,
skeezers.
Uh-huh.
Can't honor that. Nah, hell
no.
Nah,
right. Nah. Mm-hmm. But I fuck with the hustle. I fuck with they mama. She a hustler. She hustling her kids.
Yeah,
you feel me? She's the hustler. You know what I'm saying?
That was awkward to hear that laugh.
I'm just saying she is, man. She's their manager.
That's cool.
No, I'm just saying, cool. Look where they at. She sold all her kids into.
You think the same way about the goddamn Jacksons?
They probably won't kill themselves behind closed doors.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, shit, you never know what they going through, but what's Callie? What's the girl that was married to Travis Scott? She's richer than all of them, damn near damn.
She probably had herself the most.
You feel me? But Sus started it off with the sex tape with Ray J, and the nigga made a song and said he hit it first.
Man, Ray, can you give Ray J a flower? I fuck with Ray J.
Yeah, I fuck with Ray J too.
Uh-huh.
Fuck with Ray J.
Yo, fuck with Ray J.
He's a pal of you, man.
Man, Ray J.
Everybody got their own demons.
Brandy's brother?
True.
Yeah.
Brandy's brother.
But for what, though? What would you give this nigga flowers for?
Man, he's been in the game a long time, man.
Longevity, that's about it.
And he had the first, besides, hold on, was he one of the first with the shows, too?
Bro, my
reality shows.
I think my fourth grade teacher.
Nah, he wasn't the first.
I think my fourth grade teacher is still alive. She was old when I was in fourth grade.
But you think she's still
around now. Like, since we're giving out flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give this bitch some, like. Because motherfucker been around. That don't mean nothing. Like, you
don't. You don't get longevity? We don't give.
No, but with what though? Like, you, it ain't longevity making hits. You just around.
It's been buzzing, yeah.
Like, you fucking with a certain girl that's hot, pop, yeah, whatever, facts. On a TV show. Woo-woo-woo. You doing stupid shit. Like, you getting high. Like, we applauding. Like, no.
No flowers for Ray J.
Yeah, ain't do nothing.
Hey man, shout out to the niggas that never did nothing. They on top, man.
He's not on top.
Yeah, them niggas got some money, man.
Well, he ain't on top, though.
Probably not a lot.
I want a little bit of it. I want a little bit of everybody's money, though.
I don't know, bro. Niggas with money don't argue, fam.
No, they don't.
That's what I
some of the antics he does is kind of corny, though.
Everything bro did was kind of corny, but. Yeah.
It's
because he dead yoke. He's trying to get views and shit.
So what you think about Jock? You fuck with Jock?
Man, hell no. I don't pay attention. Bro, I ain't never watched.
I fuck with the first album.
Yeah, but.
First album was
hot. If I said love, I ain't never watched.
Oh, no. You can't just slap past the yeah, though. Like,
what's that?
I'm saying, though, you said what you said.
You fuck with Jock?
And like, you got to stand on that, too.
Yeah.
But you, though, you slid right past it. He said you fuck with Jock. You said, yeah. Woo, woo, woo. Like, you listened to that first album.
That's it.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
I ain't gonna say did. This is his first couple little radio songs. I ain't gonna say I never.
I listened to the
Young
album.
Jock and the Deck.
That's how I knew that he I don't know, he sold Shorty Lowe. Shorty Lowe sold him that song. That I'm the man. I'm the man. Because he had the same beat and same. But I'm just like a music head. I listen to everything, bro.
Nah.
I was a weirdo with music.
But I ain't never watched 1 second of Love and Hip Hop shit. Not one fucking minute. Atlanta, growing up, none of that reality show stuff. Like, I ain't watched reality shows probably since Ray J. Like,
I hate reality shows.
So Jock been gone for me for a long time. I heard he's on the radio now, but
reality
I don't.
Shows really killed TV and shit. Oh, man. Shit is weird as fuck.
Reality show killed people.
Was y'all watching Flavor of Love back in the day? That was the shit. Yes. We didn't miss.
Like bitches that shit really wild. Think that this shit is supposed to be.
Bro.
Like TV. Like I'm just won't come home and argue with you. Like,
yeah, it definitely got some of the women. Most of the women.
Did y'all ever watch it? Baddie shit?
And what?
That's all they do on a baddie shit. That like it's like a show on the Zeus Network.
A whole bunch of bitches did a sit in a nigga penitentiary.
Bro, that's all it is, bro. All they do is fight and you know what I mean?
Come on, ain't nobody with that.
Yeah, all they do is fight on that. Like, get drunk and argue, right? Like the dumbest shit ever.
That's why you don't see them long ass relationships like you used to back in the day when our grannies was married 40 years and shit like that. But I think it's all with this motherfucking social media shit. You didn't know what granddaddy was doing back in the day. You motherfucker be
bro, privacy's motherfucker like gold, be
40,
bro.
50 years old.
But nah, though, like, they knew.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They knew. Like, it went
it was in the music, too. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Where you might get your ass whooped for telling on a nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like, surely you know I know what the fuck going on. Like, you won't sit my business out in the street. Like,
right.
I got to whoop you.
Bro, a lot of women stayed because they had to.
There was more respect, though. It been this shit online now.
Like, the bitches might, they might team up now.
It's real. Like, but that internet, boy, them. But Zion.
They think it's the internet, bro. Like, it's all memes. Like,
bro, memes are made by this biggest idiot as you. They not know.
They're not coming
from the Bible or no professor. They just coming from some goofy motherfucker.
Which I mean, like when people be like, when they be putting like goals and shit.
Yeah.
Anything. I never say that about a motherfucker, bro. Like,
it's crazy.
I done seen motherfuckers beat the shit out that girl.
You feel me?
I don't believe nothing on the internet, bro.
Facebook and shit, motherfuckers, like, y'all got it made. I wish I was.
Thanks.
I'm like, you wish he was.
But I hate that shit, too, because I'm a nigga that actually put in work with a woman and became a business partner with my woman and shit like that and went through the shit when we was young and, you know, came out and I still.
I don't believe nothing on the internet, bro.
But these bitches be putting everything on the internet and that's what fucks everything up. You can have a cool chick, but this every time y'all get into it, she on the internet. Or if she get an idea of what she won't want to do, she be like, I want to go to Cancun. I seen it on Instagram. So and so went to Cancun. You need to take me to Cancun.
Hey, and can we start? It's just Facebook. Some of that shit. Okay, I want to suck some dick. I want to go to the club and get drunk. What type? That's just Facebook. No, bitch. That's what you. Why you sharing? It moved you that much to share the shit. I seen one like that the other day, bro.
I seen something like that the other day.
What you posted on Facebook? Niggas ain't shit and y'all niggas is bitches and hey, it's just Facebook. I can share. Man, y'all. Facebook is, we judge you on what you post. If you posting with some goofy shit, we gonna think you a goofy. Like,
facts.
Ain't none of that, just Facebook.
I think if you trying to.
I don't judge you for what you post. Last thing I'm gonna do is go on the motherfucker's page.
I ain't gonna hop on it at all.
I don't know what you got.
I ain't talking about like page stupid. I'm just talking about like casually on your Facebook, on your timeline. Like,
freaks.
Not even so much as I talk to. Somebody I talk to, like this.
Big be having them freaks on there. He be like, shit, you into that?
You feel me? Like, yeah. Learn something that.
It's positive to it, too, because a female, or even a male, if you pay attention to what they post, you know how to attack them, how to approach them, what to say. They'll tell you. You know what I mean?
The guy, if a motherfucker asks me if I'm saying something, and then a motherfucker hit me with, So, nigga, you a Sagittarius. I got you.
Yeah. Get away from you, that goofy ass shit.
You don't know who the fuck I am.
So you against people that be like, oh, you a motherfucking Scorpio.
Man, I hate that.
Yeah, stay away from you.
Because every time, though, like, every time it be a motherfucker that they know to be on some sucker shit, and I happen to be around for the sucker situation, it's because he's a whoop whoop whoop. She's a this, that, or the third. And I just be like, really, nigga, I know the same shit. Like,
right.
That shit don't work.
I hate when they blame their shitty attitudes. The people blame their shitty attitudes on their fucking, the month you was born in. Like, no, you a fucking bad person. Come on, you gotta get that shit resolved.
You just a stone cold bitch. It's because you're a Gemini.
My thing is, a lot of people.
I'm talking to both of you bitches.
A lot of people fuck with them signs and shit and don't even really fuck with God, like praying and shit like that. Like, you feel me? Like, if that's what you into, You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm a prayer, nigga. I tell anybody, nigga, I'm going through something, nigga. Better pray about it, nigga. I ain't got no loans or nothing. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? But
I don't pray too much.
Me either.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, I feel
nothing wrong with it. Everybody got their own vices.
That's why I said everybody got their own thing, shit, but everything ain't for everybody neither. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of these women and men be living for Facebook and Instagram, and you feel me? Got a lot of shit going on offline. Nigga, this nigga's a fuck, nigga. This nigga got, this bitch got 20,000 followers, 30,000 followers. Motherfuckers thinking they perfect. You know what I'm saying?
That type of shit. That type of shit. It's weird.
Bro, I don't believe
nothing
on the internet.
The motherfuckers did. It's like the girls who, back in the day, that we would call cracking.
Right.
The bitches that everybody was fucking, like, you can't even sit at the lunch table with.
Right.
With us. Not facts. During lunch. If it's like assembly or something, you might be able to slide in, but.
Right.
Like, during lunch and in the morning when everybody together, like,
you can't even sit over. I always tell people that, like, times ain't changed. We knew who was freaks early.
Bro.
But no, what I'm saying though, like the girls who, you know, the good girls who did all their work and they laughing at these bitches because everybody's fucking these bitches.
Right.
Bro.
Like it's the thing for them.
Facts.
You know who's popping right now? The little geeks, the low-key girls that was in high school popping right now, bro. Them older, top-notch kind of, but them, bro, them motherfuckers is like, it seemed like most of them, like, damn, she was a square. Like,
you're a geek, you're a geek.
That's not a bad thing these days.
No, it's not a. It wasn't a bad thing. Yeah. It wasn't a bad thing then.
It was.
If they popping, they was popping.
Man.
So, okay.
If you gonna fuck now, you would've fucked
then. I feel what B-Fans is saying. He's saying that the ones that niggas wasn't looking at, they fine. Yeah. They was fine. Then we was into the ones that was cracking. You feel what I'm saying? That fucked over a lot of niggas picking good girls, too, as baby mamas from high school.
Bruh. A lot of, I'm talking about niggas, like you glowing said, up. I'm niggas, talking about like glowing.
Niggas will get the cracking when pregnant. Damn, you the one that got a pregnant.
Oh, man. I got a story to tell, but I'm not going to tell it. I got a couple of stories to tell, but I'm not going to tell it. You know,
for real, though, you feel me?
I'm not going to tell that one. But I don't know. I'm not one of them curious to give a crap about your body count. Like, but as far as like, long as you ain't fuck nobody and men with my body in my intermediate circle, I'm cool, bro. If I'm vibing, we kicking it for three or four. Yeah, what the fuck? I give a fuck about it. My nigga asked, you should ask shit on the first date. For what? So I can get my feelings hurt?
Who the fuck asked?
I'm not going
to
believe a bitch anyway.
Who told you to ask that?
But no, but you, I do expect you to tell me though, like, we can't be at the movies or something. We walking out and these. I what up, sis?
How you doing, Christine?
We walk off and eyes just, bro, like, nah, bitchy.
No cap.
Yeah. Nah, don't play with me like that, because I ain't going to do the same.
So what is it?
I'm going to let that be right there.
Okay, so
like,
check it. So check it, though.
Say that.
What'll keep you fucking with her if she just say, you feel me? I ain't worried about your body count, because mine's is fucked up. But I'm looking for something real, and you feel me?
I don't care, that's why I said who asked you to ask that.
I'm not even going to say who, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. If I find out and I won't deal with it, that's sad. But if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. I ain't gonna ask you no silly ass questions to fuck up the whole vibe. It's like going through your phone.
I don't want an answer, I'm saying it's gonna show. I ain't gonna lie though, you gotta be like, we're broken in right now though. We fucking,
facts.
But before we get out of here,
I don't care about the account.
I mean, I don't give a fuck about the account. I told my nigga, I don't want to know the answers. Like, ask her what's up. You know, some shit you just gotta let, because a person's gonna tell you everything they need to know about you. You just 85% of communication is nonverbal.
Yeah.
You just gotta watch them out, bro. They'll just tell you everything. Give it a week or two. That's why I don't really.
You gonna know it, though? She's just gonna sit back and watch, and she's gonna just play with herself.
Nah, you can tell. Like, that's a freak. You can tell.
But I think it's gonna be more of how you said it. Like, if y'all out at Walmart and you at Walmart, and one nigga be like, yo, what's going on? How you been doing? Boop, boop, boop. Oh, that's just the homie. I used to fuck with him back in the day. Cool. That's cool. That's cool. Like you said, y'all at the movies. Hey, how you doing, Brittany? Shit. I'm doing good. This is my man. Yeah. Who has two? Who's that? Shit. I used to fuck with. All right.
I respect that.
But,
you feel me?
But you everywhere you
have me kicking it with the nigga, no shit like that.
Real talk, bro. Nigga, real talk. I was just kicking it with a chick, though.
Yeah, and she just, like
you know, she said, I see y'all, you know, mess with, you know, comment each other. Like, do you know? I'm like, yeah, you know, whoop. And I be with, I'm like, it's cool, though. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I just want to tell you straight up, like, that's cool, like, you know, but I ain't one of them tend to, I don't, as long as you ain't got nothing, you know, got nothing, none of that shit matters to me. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it don't matter to me neither if I was a single nigga. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Before I.
You cool, you cool.
Before I get it, we get out of here. The podcast is big and lazy, so you got to give us something good to watch, and you got to give us a good place to eat before we get out of here.
Oh, you got a Tubi movie for us?
Yeah.
No, Tubi.
Man, this nigga lives and dies. This is my cousin, Dino's Chicken, man. He's out there. Them niggas put chicken out at 7 o'clock in the morning, bro. I'm like, damn, where's the breakfast at? Can I get some sausage?
What's this shit on HBO Lovecraft Country?
I never watched. I got to check it out.
I be hearing about that shit, though.
Hard. I like good little shit.
You see that Peele documentary I recommended last time?
That was crazy.
It was.
You seen it, too?
Little was in there.
Damn,
like,
I ain't seen it. I'm going to tap in.
Boy, they was getting it in buses.
Yeah, they was sending buses. I told you. They was sending church buses. They was sending the Lord's bus down there getting the dope.
They just made this shit up, and they was getting the pills.
And give us one place to eat. Yeah.
I like seafood, man. Seafood lady. I like
it. Okay. Like keeping it original.
Seafood lady's a legend, bro.
Yeah, she
you
is.
You got to get on. Seafood lady, she be able to watch
she
it.
She changed the game in Louisville, bro.
She changed. Niggas she what eating seafood.
Fuck eating seafood like chicks quit cooking.
Facts. It was a phenomenon, God, bro. Like, phenomenon.
Bro,
she posted that motherfucking.
On the gram.
She posted 110, bro. Everybody and their mama was making plates.
Facts. On my mama,
she
bro.
She changed the game, bro. Like, she.
I ain't never seen.
If you sell plates, like, seafood lady's your mama. If you sell clothes, Sully Stacker's your daddy.
Facts. Like, yeah. Sully was one of them first.
And went dumb with it.
Yeah, but one thing before we get out of here about, since you said Sully, that niggas don't know Sully was making, he did a lot of shit first. The nigga was making grills and shit back in the day, too.
I don't know who that Sully.
A lot of niggas don't know that.
Who?
Yeah.
He got shoes. With, that's the dough life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The nigga used to make grills and all types of shit back in the day, though. Like, it's real legends in the city, man. We got to get all these niggas on the motherfucking podcast.
So, bro. Who you want to see on her next?
Shit, I don't know, man. Just, y'all keep it going. Y'all shit's entertaining, man. Y'all had some characters, man.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro.
Girl was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Dude was funny. He had some funny moments, man. He kept saying twin. I thought that was weird.
Are you talking about JT?
Yeah, you said twin. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't say it. But he's a cool nigga, though, other than the twin shit.
Man, y'all niggas need to link on some music girl. Or something, man.
We know each other. Shit can happen mm-hmm. organically.
Because that'd be some fire shit.
Each other and it happen. Mm-hmm. You said some shit I thought was, I didn't agree with.
What's that?
About, like if your girl meet her celebrity crush, you got to be cool with it because you took her. Terry McNeil. I don't give a fuck who you like, bitch. I don't give a fuck what's going on. It could be Trey Song, it could be whoever. If we go in here,
yeah.
If this nigga hug you and you faint and all that other shit.
It's over with.
Man, after you wake up,
yeah.
You go to sleep. Y'all gonna sleep together. Like fuck
I feel you
can't
though.
Do me like that.
I feel you though, but I can say I can say this.
And then you said the shit about the way old girl was dressed. Like
who's that?
Kiki Palmer. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You got to give me the utmost respect, beloved.
I'm
gonna give it to you.
But he came out the house though.
But see, my thing is, if my girl's leaving the crib, I ain't got to talk to my wife. If she's leaving the crib, she already know. If she's leaving the crib, she already know how to dress. If I go out with my girl,
yeah, check it at the
that's
door.
What I'm saying. If me and my girl go out and she got her cheeks out, like how Russell did, man. I'm with that.
Yeah.
That's just me though. I'm with my wife. If I think my wife's a baddie, this is me. This
we got to save that for
and this
the
ain't
show.
No, and this ain't no girlfriend either. This is, you feel me? I ain't say, baby, have your cheeks out tonight, baby. How you this think this looks? Shit, this is
mad.
Facts though. That's
but why, I'm but saying if you leave it, if you let it come out the door, he was cool with it. But
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can dress, you know, you can let it out, but you got to draw it back. You can't go straight stripper prostitute, but you can look like damn. Because I can tell you
this, my wife got some shit. My wife got some shit that she was like, shit, I ain't wearing this. I'm like, girl, put that on. That's nice. No, it's just showing too much. You ain't with me or nothing. She already know. But when we go somewhere, like when we went to Vegas and it was hot, she had some little shorts with her cheeks out. But that's me. It's mine. Just I'm cool with that. You feel me? It's just, you feel me? Her titties wasn't out. You know, the little cheeks might be out or something. But I want my woman to, it's just me. I want my woman to feel however she want to feel. Because I, you feel me? Like I said, if I meet a celebrity.
I think a lot of young hoes.
If I meet Beyonce for real and I meet Beyonce, I'm going to be able to grab her and hug her and. I don't want you to say nothing. You fainted at Chris Brown.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I see what you said. I'm not going to lie. Oh, man. The music, man, is coming in. Yeah, so, but I'm not going to lie, though.
Yeah.
It was chopping it up, man. This is my good cousin, good friend, good artist. Check him out. Where can he find you at, man?
Shit, just here and there, man. I ain't get too much going right now.
You ain't got an IG? You want to shout out your IG, SoundCloud, nothing like that?
Yeah, because the music is fire, bro. You got to plug yourself.
HSMGQ, man, it's High Standards Music Group.
We're going to finish this conversation. We got to bring some ladies on here. We're going to finish that.
Yeah, yeah.
And y'all dress like some hoes like we mentioned in the
We're going to have a fucking But don't lose your home, though.
Yeah.
Big and Lazy lose Podcast, it. Man. We out.
And we out. It was good, man. I don't know. Like, it's a thin line between dressing like a prostitute and dressing like a sexy.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.